You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping it up here on this Friday, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Zagura, Gribbs, Gibbs, and it's time for the Friday forecast. Regards to the kid who's in Nemacolin with his lovely lady, misses the kid, so have fun there. And also regards to Paul Kruger getting married this weekend. Hope he has a great wedding. Kevin Jones out there taking in the nuptials in Utah.
Number one.
I can only imagine the stories that Kevin Jones is coming back with after that weekend. Remember, only you can control what you do, Kevin Jones.
He's the boss of himself.
He is he's the master of his domain. Number one, with the Open Championship going on, American courses or European courses? Which do you prefer?
I'll go with the American because I like America.
I like America too, but I have had the pleasure of playing golf in Scotland, and I don't know if I'd want to play it necessarily every single day, but I'll tell you what, my favorite golf course that I've ever played in the world is Turnberry. That's in Scotland. Playing at St. Andrews was an absolutely magical spiritual experience for me, so I like it. I'm going to give a little nod to Scotland because it's the birthplace of golf for right now, but I do love American golf. To me, there's nothing prettier than a course that's got elevation changes and beautiful tree-lined fairways. You know, my favorite course in this area is certainly in very American in nature, and that is, of course, Boulder Creek. So it's a tough one for me. I have special feelings about what I've done in Europe, and I've heard Ireland is fantastic too. A totally different kind of a game, though. Totally different game. If I had, I guess I'm saying Scotland because of Turnberry is my favorite course in the world, but it's tough. I just love golf, period.
I love watching the British Open perhaps more than all the other majors.
Me too.
But I only like it once a year. That's why I think that's, you know, if it was on all the time like that, I probably would get sick of it.
Number two.
Number two today, guys. Joe Hayden or Tashawn Gibson? Who leads the Browns in interceptions in 2015?
Going with what I said earlier, I think it's going to be Gibson because I think the playing that safety position just increases your chances, your odds at getting catchable balls, catchable interceptions. I think Joe Hayden is going to have a solid amount. I think he's going to still be one of the best cornerbacks in the league. But just that safety position, Gibson is a ball hawk. And I think he'll have a lot of motivation this year, and I think he'll put up similar numbers as he did last year.
I'm going to go Gip as well. I think it's hard for a corner to lead the league in picks because once you start making a lot of picks as a corner, they just stop throwing at you. Safeties can jump routes. They can get the tipped balls on sacks when they're trying to throw it deep down the middle, as we saw with Gip last year. So I'm going to go Gip as well.
Number three.
Number three, guys. We were just talking about stats and, Hayden potentially leading the league in interceptions. What other Brown do you see that could be a league leader in a statistical category? And which category would that be?
I'm going to go, this is kind of very off the radar, but because if we were going to pick Browns players to lead a certain category on the team, I was going to pick a Chris Kirksey leading the team in tackles. Because we've talked about potential breakout players, second-year players that could take a big leap forward. I like Chris Kirksey being able to pile up tackles because of what he was able to do when he was on the field last year.
So the question, I guess you said, was what, lead the league in a certain category?
Correct.
I'll go with Gip leading the league in interceptions. I think that is the most likely one, or Joe Hayden leading the league in passes defense. I think that's where it's going to come from. I don't think the Browns have anybody who could lead the league in sacks. Paul Kruger, a very good lad at last year, but I don't see them leading the league in sacks. If they were to commit to Crow as a running back and they decide to run the ball in every time, maybe he could get up there and rushing touchdowns, but I think your best bet is picking somebody in the secondary, so I'm going to go with Gip leading the league in interceptions.
Number four.
All right, guys, we got about a minute and a half left real quick. D-line or O-line, which position keeps more players by the time the 53-man roster comes out?
I'm going to go with defensive line by a slight one because I think it's going to be tough to make cuts in that area. I think the Browns have a solid six on the offensive line, and they have a lot of versatility with those guys, so maybe you can afford not keeping as many as you did last year.
I think you've got seven on the O-line when it's all said and done and eight on the D-line, so the defensive line will have more.
All right. Quick enough, guys.
That will do it. And for those not watching the British Open right now, Dustin Johnson with a birdie. He's at 10 under. He leads the tournament. The current cut line then is now even. So we need him to go back to 9 under so John Daly can play on the weekend.
You know, also near that cut line, he still has to play today. David Duval, comeback story.
Comeback story, yes. David Duval, can he make it? We will all wait with bated breath to find out whether or not David Duval makes it. But it is a great comeback story. Number one ranked player in the world. Then he couldn't break 80 for a while. He's back, and he's besting Tiger Woods, y'all, who continues to struggle out there on the golf course as we speak. All right, that'll do it. I'm off again next week, and then we'll be back at it. No more vacation. Training camp will start, and it'll be full go through the end of the season for myself and Matt Wilhelm. So be sure to join Jim Donovan and Matt Wilhelm early in the week, and then Wilhelm, Gibbs, and Gribbs late in the week next week, and then we'll get into training camp. Everybody, don't forget, you can get your free training camp tickets right now at clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. For Andrew Gribble and, of course, the great Jason, I'm Nathan Zagura saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys, and thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.